What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the New York Minute. I'm your host, Burson, and today we're talking about Marvel Zombies. Zombie Horde has hit Versus System 2 PCG, and we're going to talk about these cards. This is actually one of the illustrated Marvel stories that I wanted to be in the game. So we're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about them for constructed 60-card decks as well as draft, like we always do. Before we get to it, I just want to say, my previous episode, Breaking Down the Zombie Masters, that's probably where you should go if you want to hear about them. Go ahead and watch 156 Zombie Masters Breakdown to get the full scoop. Let's go ahead and bring these cards up, man. All right, here we go. Mantle Magneto at level 1 is a 255 flight range Brotherhood. Kill or be killed. During any combat, you pay a blue. If this is a melee combat, when it resolves, if no characters in the combat got stunned, stun each enemy character in the combat. Okay, so he can attack you for 2, and if your defense is higher than 2, and you don't have enough attack to put Magneto down, then you get stunned. He's iron fisting for a blue. Pretty cool. You can also do it on defense. If you like find cover or shock and you don't have enough to put the guy down, you pay a blue as well and put a wound on the guy. Strong. Very strong ability. The only mutant alive. Level up 4. When a character on your side gets KO'd in melee combat, Mantle Magneto gains XP equal to its cost. Play a 1, have it die in melee, play a 2. So he should flip on 3 and you could actually do it earlier than that in the game, right? That's pretty good. It's pretty sound XP con. Your opponent doesn't have that much control over it. Especially if you're playing guys with bad defense and 1 health, they're going to die in melee if you want them to. Let's check out the payoff. Mantle Magneto at level 2 is a 4-10-5 flight and range Brotherhood stamped. He still has kill or be killed, and he gains. We have to organize. Rebuild plan. During the build, you pay a yellow, gain a recruit point, put a +1/+1 counter on a character on your side, and draw a card. MCU Iron Man coming in the clutch on an illustrated main character. You can't help but like this ability. It's card draw. You're growing your important guys, and you're soft ramping to get bigger guys out. Overall, this is a slam dunk. Honestly, this is a good, high quality, easy to flip main. And he's a snap take and draft. He's going to see play somehow, some way. Somebody's going to be interested in this. He has good stats too, man. Kill or be killed. If they have to send a big attack in and you block it, pay a boo is you wrath their front row. That's strong. And then he can retaliate on defense. He's a 4-10 on defense. Or on the crackback. He can like go after the guy he really wants to put down. This is a good main character, man. I'm really happy with this. Take blues with him in draft because I think the stuns, I think the wounds are more important in the early game than the card draw in the mid. Good main. Let's take a look at Mantle Black Panther. He's like mutilated in the artwork. He's missing an arm, most of his leg. Apparently, Dr. Hank Pym, when zombified, was like harvesting his appendages and stuff. Really gross, but let's check him out. Mantle Black Panther at level 1. Is an 015 human science experiment. Mantle Black Panther cannot attack or strike. While he is in combat, you cannot play plot twists. Okay, that's pretty bad. So that's huge downside. Strange Bedfellows, level up 1 at the end of your turn. If Zombie Wasp is on your side, Mantle Black Panther gains 1 XP. Okay, so he cares about a 4 of in his day. He's at 1 in 15 to flip. If you snap open the Zombie Wasp, we're going to talk about her a bit later. He flips on 2, and you really need him to flip on time because of the zombies in this box, as well as he needs to fight back ASAP. He needs to fight back right away. Let's check out the payoff, though. Mantle Black Panther at level 2 is a 7-8-5. No stamp. He didn't have a stamp at level 1 either. And he's a survivor. Any turn combat, You pay a red. Mantle Black Panther cannot be wounded this time. That's good. He ignores the hunger virus for a red. He cannot be infected when he goes down. It's good. He also can, like, crash into bigger guys and gain turns that way. King of New Wakanda. That's his other superpower. During the main, you pay a green. Put a +1/+1 counter on Black Panther, Mantle Black Panther, for each character he's protecting. Then you may put that many +1/+1 counters on Zombie Wasp. Yeah, his whole kit is propped up by this four of a kind in this box. And we're going to get to her. The Zombie Wasp is worth playing, but if you don't open her, this feels like worse than base box versus. You need to flip on two, man. You need to flip on two. And that means you probably need some kind of card draw or scrying or anything to find her. If you don't find her after the mulligan, consider conceding. This guy is really bad in the early game. But the payoff is super good. Like, he gains life, he grows, he fights well, and he ignores the hunger virus. Super interesting to think about, but the risk on there of not drawing the Zombie Wasp is really, really, it's like game losing high. Next up, we have the Zombie Masters. And again, if you want to hear about them in depth, go ahead and go over to the previous New York Minute, and I talk about them and the Zombie Master keyword. Let's talk about the supporting characters now. First up, Zombie Stilt Man. He's a 1-cost, 3/1/2, Zombie Stamped, and he has the Hunger Virus. When Zombie Stilt Man wounds a character in melee combat, they gain the Hunger Virus and the Zombie Stamp, Team Stamp, if it doesn't already have it. This is the important bit. At the end of your turn, if Zombie Stilt Man did not wound a character in melee combat, this turn, wound him. And he also has Undead, Not Unbalanced. Zombie Stilt Man cannot be struck by a character unless it has flight and or ring. You need a gun to shoot him because he's really tall, he has long legs, or you need wings to fly up to his face and punch him. Okay, if you don't have, you're on the ground, he's way too tall for you to hit. Okay. That ability, that's not important. He's a 3/1/2 with the Hunger Virus. Here's the deal about the Hunger Virus. There are two very important things to keep in mind about this keyword. The first one is you have to wound a guy in melee combat, but you can infect on the crackback. Like if somebody attacks you, you pump or you block it or you power up, they can get infected. Also, you don't need to pass the virus in order for him to not take wounds. He just has to melee punch a guy and put them down on your turn. That's huge. The second part of the Hunger Virus that's really important is, and I'm dubbing it the zombie apocalypse, which is when everybody is infected or there is nothing but zombies on the board, these guys aren't as attractive to play, right? Including the main. If the board reaches the zombie apocalypse, I'm probably going to play my alternative one or some other card instead of guys like this. As a 1-cost 3/1/2 that tries to push the virus out there, he's a bit small, but he can sneakily get 3/3 or like 0/4 mains if you have a power up or a pump. They need to block it. If you're attacking and you have a pump, they need to block it. Otherwise, this guy just infected the main. That's really strong. And there are plenty of X3 mains that he can threaten to do that with. If they don't have flight or range, they don't get him back either. Strong. Would I play this in Constructed? I think you need to play all four. Again, if he's a 4/2 with the same abilities, he can get a lot of mains in some serious trouble. But we're probably going to need to play more zombies than just the Zombie Stilt Man. In draft, the same applies. If you take this, you need to take one or two. And you need to keep an eye out for other zombies as well. Decent card overall. Decent one drop. All right. Let's talk about Zombie Angel. Zombie Angel is a 2-cost, 2/4/2 with wings. And he has the Hunger Virus. That's all he has. This is, it's tough. Because if you want to play zombies, you really need to play a huge number of them in order for them to like gang up on a guy and infect them in melee. But this card is not why the infection is going to work. The stats are really bad, and if he's not fighting when he comes down, he's a 2-4-1 flyer. There's no way that's good enough. If he has a way to grow, or he has a buddy like Stiltman for him to team attack with, that's where he wants to be. Don't ever play this guy alone, and you shouldn't play him into the zombie apocalypse anyway. In draft, he's probably worth it, though, because, again, you need a critical mass of zombies in your 40 or your 60 in order for him to work. And he has wings, so if he helps put a guy down and doesn't take the hit, he's a flight blocker for two, twice, because he has two health. I don't like this card alone, though. I don't like this card alone. And if this is the only zombie I have afforded to me, he's a resource, in my opinion. The other two in the box is Zombie Wasp. She's a 2-cost, 3-3, 1 health. And she says, this planet is deserted. At the end of your turn, draw a card. Oh, man. Another top 5 utility 2-drop in the span of, what, 2 boxes? This card's actually insane, man. Oh, man. I actually think she's better than Spider-Man in some cases. She, at the worst, she's Sharon Carter. If you block her, flight block her, or pump out of an attack, she gets you 2 cards. If you ever get 3 or 4, she's probably going to win you the game. I'm playing this in Constructed. In draft, card draw is like one of the most important things to have happen in draft. I'm taking this. I'm taking 2, 3. I don't want anybody else to have this card. It's actually nuts. In draft, this card's insane in draft. Do not let anybody else have this. This card will end up being the best card in a pack in draft, for sure. If you see it, don't even think about it. Just take it. Figure the rest of your deck out after the fact. But if you get 1 or 2 of these, I don't think you lose in draft. I really don't. Is she good enough in Constructed if she only drew you 1 card? I think so. She replaced herself. We played Sharon Carter, and she has better stats. The likelihood that she survives where Sharon couldn't is way better. Yeah, I'm playing 3 to 4 of this for sure. Good card, man. Great card. Next up, we have Zombie Hawkeye. He's a 5-3-2 range zombie stamped, and he has just the hunger virus. This is a bit better. He's good on raid for 3. He can actually infect people by himself, but he's going to love Zombie Stiltman as a +3 buddy in a melee attack. I would play this guy. I would play 4 of this and 4 Zombie Stiltman for sure. In draft, this is what I'm talking about here. This is a good statted fighting 3 that's also a zombie. And if he ever infects the main by himself, that's huge. But most of the time, he's probably going to want a buddy or 2 with him. Good card. The 4-cost zombie is Zombie Venom. He's a 4-cost 6-5-2 with the hunger virus and shuffling dodge. Zombie Venom cannot be ready. Okay, so he's Ultra Girl statted, but on the ground. Ultra Girl was good because she had opportunities to attack a character that was annoying you in the back row. This guy is at the mercy of whoever's in the front row. And it has to be a melee attack to put him down. Okay. Why do I not like this card, though? Like, I would rather play Zombie Stiltman and Hawkeye on the same turn than play the Zombie Venom by itself. He's 6 attack. Does he infect characters efficiently by himself on that turn? If you think about 4 drops that are seeing play, if you think about mains that are flipped by then, or about to flip by then, did he do it by himself? No, he didn't. I'd rather play Zombie Stiltman and Hawkeye than this. But he's probably takeable in draft. He's probably okay in draft. He's fine in draft. He's a six attack. If your main's ever infected, he's +6 fight in a melee. It's fine. Zombie Daredevil is the 5 drop. He's a 5-8-2 with the hunger virus. And he has Savior of Hell's Kitchen's Food. Any turn combat yellow. No more attacks can be made. Okay, so he's the level 3. I really don't like his stats, man. I wrestled with this. When I saw a picture of this guy, I was like, why can't he fight on his own? He's like so poorly statted in the face of other 5s in Illustrated that are seeing play. He can't pass the virus by himself. But if you have the guys you want to be infected, if they're already infected, he's like, well, you're probably taking a wound if you interact with me in any way on your turn. You can take one in draft. You can take one in draft. But in constructed, like, I don't know that I want this to be the reason that the infection worked in my list, though. He's worse than, I think he's worse than the Venom. Man, all he needed to do was be like, man, if he was a 8-5, if the stats were flipped, he actually works. He actually works. That's brutal, man. I'm like super not a fan of this card, but like, how many of the zombies do you think you need to work? Because he's not unplayable. It's just he's not going to be able to do it by himself. He cannot do it by himself. I don't know. We'll see. I'll have to try him out. You can take him in draft, though. 6 drop. We have Zombie Red Skull. He's a 9-6-2 with a gun, the Hunger Virus, and Dust of Undeath. During any combat, you pay a red. Stun an enemy character that is melee attacking Red Skull. I don't have a problem with that, but I don't think he's going to be up on your opponent's turn. He, like, lives in the world where if he infects another 6-drop, he's, like, super happy. And if your main, if the opponent's main is already infected, that's what he's going to do twice before he dies. You're never shooting with this guy. You're never shooting with him. And I wouldn't give a red to that. He's a 9-6-2. He's a 9-6-2. This is where you need to think about the most popular 6-drops in Illustrated. And if he can contest them. Because if he's infecting, like, Thing or Redshift or something like that, he's fine. But if he's not, if his stats aren't good enough against those guys, he won't make it. In draft, he can make it in draft. He can infect the main in draft. He can infect better cards in draft, for sure. Yeah. He's fine in draft, but in constructed, I'm a bit shaky on him as well. It's hard to determine without reps. Him and Zombie Daredevil demand reps. Next up, the 7 cost is Zombie Juggernaut. He's a 10-8-2 zombie stamped. He has the Hunger Virus and he has Unstoppable Undead. During any combat, you pay a green. When Zombie Juggernaut stuns a front row enemy character and survives while attacking solo this turn, he may immediately attack a character in that back row. He like slams through you. It's interesting because that doesn't say melee. So, like, if for some reason he has a gun, he can, like, shoot the front row guy and immediately shoot a back row guy. That's not why he's in the deck, though. He's in the deck because he's a fighting 7, 2-3 of in your constructed deck that's trying to pursue wounding the main or infecting the main if things went haywire. I actually like this guy, though. I actually like him. I think he can infect the main by himself. And I think he fights well. He fights well enough to where if they're already infected, like, he won't take a wound because he's probably putting somebody down in melee combat. Would I play this in draft? I think there are better 7s in draft, but he's not bad. If this gets wheeled to me and I'm already on a bunch of zombies, I'm fine with this. He has to go in alone. I think he can get the job done alone, though. I think he can do it alone. I would play this in constructed. This is like one of the few 7 drops that you can play that they fight as well as they try to do something else. He's trying to infect an important guy. If they can't clear him on defense, first of all, they're taking another wound. But it's like, I'm going to put you down again, right? Very, very interesting card. I'm a fan, honestly. 7 drops don't really do it for me these days in Illustrated, but this is like, he's a fine 2-of. He's fine as a 2-of in constructed. And I would play him in draft if I had a bunch of zombies. The final Marvel zombie is Zombie Thor. He's an 8-cost 13-13 with 2 health. Wings. Zombie stamped, of course. He has the Hunger Virus and he has the zombiest lightning blast in history. During the main, you pay a blue. Put 6 -1/-1 counters on an enemy main character. The play patterns on this guy are so attractive to me. And I've had the biggest problem with 8-cost guys, 8 and up in Illustrated, where they don't close the door. They don't end the game. So there's 2 things here. If he wants to infect the main, you're getting infected. You're getting infected. I'm bolting. I'm double bolting you for a blue, and I'm coming over the top for 13. That should work. You're infected. If he didn't need to infect, he's like, okay, well, your stats are bad. So pay a blue, deal a wound, and then fight a good 8 on the opposing side or a 7. Like, you took the wound anyway. If neither of those things happened, he's a 13-13 flyer. Like, that's good. I actually really enjoy this card. Like, I'm willing to play this for sure. Again, I don't know where, without reps, like, I don't know that he's, like, the curve topper in Illustrated, but he's pretty close, man. Okay, so I'm taking this in draft, 100%. I'm taking this in draft. He fights other 8s well. He has wings, and the blue matters in draft, 100%. The blue matters in draft. In Constructed, I'm down. Yeah, I'm down, man. If I'm on blue, I'm playing this. Turn 8 infecting the main is way too long to wait for, but again, like, if he didn't have to do it, if they were already infected, like, turn 4, turn 5, either they figured it out and he's like, oh, well, you're taking a wound, or they didn't figure it out and they were taking passive wounds on the crackback. It's good. It's a good card, man. Let's take a look at these plot twists. Given to the Hunger. It's a zombie stamp plot twist. It says, during the main, ready an exhausted zombie character on your side and put 2+1/+1 counters on it. You may move it to your... I don't care about that. Because none of the zombies that have guns I'm willing to shoot with. This is an X-Factor with upside. And you can do it to your main if your main gets infected. There's no way this is bad, right? There's no way this is bad. If your main wants to fight anyway, or if you want to have 2 shots with the Juggernaut, or the Thor, or the Red Skull, like, you can definitely play this. I think you can play this in the off chance that, like, your main gets infected and you want to have something to do. Is that worth giving 2 to 3 slots away? Not necessarily, but yeah, this card will see play for sure. It helps Zombie Stilt Man. It helps Hawkeye. It helps even the Daredevil. Like a 7-10, that's respectable. I'm into this card, honestly, and I'm taking one in draft for sure. I'm taking one in draft. Yeah. X-Factor with upside is actually good, as it turns out. This is a good card. The other plot twist in the box is no brains, no problem. It's a combat trick. That's good. Any turn combat, zombie stamp. Any turn combat, choose a zombie character on your side, including the main, in the combat to get +4/+4 this combat, but you cannot take any more actions. It's unwavering. It's unwavering plus if your main was infected or if you have a really big zombie and you want them to get through. That's insane. If that said, you win the combat, everybody would work their way towards zombies. That says you win the combat. You're not going down on D through this, and you're making it through on attack with this. It's good. It's a good card, man. Here's a question for you, commuter, listener. Does this gain your zombie master a life? Does this card say your main gains a life? Because if it does, we can have a very, very real conversation about your 1 or 2 favorite zombie masters and 4 of this and the next card we're about to talk about. Decent card, and I'm definitely taking 1 or 2 of this in draft. It's a combat trick. If your main gets infected, it's unwavering. You're giving them the virus back. That's insane. The last card in the box is the Power Amplifier. It's a 2-cost zombie stamped machine equipment, and it's one of a kind. And it says, we've got to fire it at the same time, once per turn, during your main phase, but not during combat. A zombie stamped character in this row, the row that you put the machine in, can pay any one power symbol. When it does, it and any number of other zombie characters in that same row strike an enemy character with attack equal to their total attack. Okay, so it ignores formation, and it doesn't tap the guys. They are not like exhausting, like, hey, kill this guy. No, they're like, well, we paid this green. That guy's dead now. Your best flyer, that really annoying big defense guy in the back row, that really big zombie that's preventing me from spreading the virus around. Put it down. It's stunned now. That's insane. They still get to attack. That's crazy. That's actually nuts. If you get to keep doing this, this thing is insane, man. You need to kill this as soon as you see it land on the opponent's side. In draft, this is another snap take, man. You don't want the zombie player to have this. It's free wounds. They could just like completely lose the board, have nothing going for them, but like, oh, I landed the power amplifier. I'm paying this red. You take a wound now. That's nuts, man. I actually am really, really huge fan of this card because of the implications here. Your main, if it was infected and it didn't start with the zombie tag, they can also just randomly play this. Like, oh, I peeled the power amplifier off the top. It's a wound on you. That's insane. Yeah, I'm like super duper over the moon about this card. This card is going to see play. Whether you get Swifty and like play it in your decks anyway, it's just like, oh, hey, I have a plan for if my main gets infected. Or it's just, hey, I curved out. I have a bunch of zombies in my deck anyway. Let's play pay to deal a wound. Yeah, I'm in on that. That's a good card. That's Marvel Zombies, man. Listen, this box is actually kind of cool. I'm actually a huge fan of this. The stuff that works really works for me. Like, I'm going to play Zombie Wasp. I'm going to play Zombie Stiltman. I'm going to play Zombie Hawkeye. And I'm going to play Zombie Thor. But you can make that. You can make the case for Red Skull. You can make the case for even Daredevil if you can pump him. Like, there's something here for everybody, I think. And I think, I actually believe the zombies are going to have a major, major, major impact on deck building on the Illustrated side for quite some time. They have an unwavering. That's like the best pump in the game if your main gets it. That's insane, dude. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm super happy to have this, and these cards will see play for me somehow, some way. And I will say before I wrap things up here, going back all the way back to the Zombie Masters, my commuters, my listeners, podcast listeners, they didn't disappoint. I cried out for help regarding Zombie Masters and what you could do with them or what you could think about while deck building with these cards. And I saw some cool, cool interactions that I won't spill the beans on here, but yeah, they're not completely hopeless, I'll say. But that's it for me. What do you think about Marvel Zombies? Let me know. I'm your host, Percy. This has been the New York Minute. Peace.